What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday, the 1st of May. If you've not been here before, it's a podcast and it's videos. There's videos on YouTube. Feel free to watch me, ridicule me, laugh at me. Laugh at me because it's meant to be a little bit funny. It's not meant to be serious. But although I do talk about serious things, that's the juxtapose. I'll talk about serious things, like the first thing I'm going to mention to you. Is that wallabies, I found out a good fact today. It's a very interesting fact, and wallabies have three vaginas. Now, I don't need to know that, but you don't need to know that, but it's a very interesting fact. I don't know why. I did explain why, but I was so gobsmacked at the first statement, I forgot to pick up on what the vaginas were actually for. Now, obviously, you could say that's obvious, but yeah, for one, but for three... Come on, there's like, it's almost like one of those games, you know. I feel like I had a picture in my head of like, you know, when you've got the game with the ball and the one of the three cups and you're moving it around and everything like that. They're all doing the same thing, but there's like the ball's under one of the three and it keeps changing between the three. I thought like they all do the same thing on a rotational basis, depending on whether, you know, which one gets picked on the day by the fucking by the, you know, the horny Joey or the horny male or whatever. But no, each one has got an individual purpose. One of them's the obvious one. I think one might be, I'm just going to fucking throw it out there, one might be for having sex, the other one might be for giving birth, and then the other one, I don't want to say going to the toilet, because that's not it possibly is going to the toilet. Yeah, we're going to say that. So yeah, there you go. And going to the toilet for a fucking, well, yeah, for going for a toilet, going for the, not for both. So I'll tell you what you could say, you can go for both toilets out of the fucking vagina, because you'd say that's ridiculous, Wayne. And I'd say, yeah, but there's three vaginas. Now that's ridiculous. So anyway, if you knew that fact, see, I've just wasted 2 minutes talking about that. That's how important this podcast is. Put it out there. This one, I should be on the fucking TV. Prime time. Forget the news. Fuck the news off. What, I'll tell you what, another good thing I saw today. Ghanaian pallbearers. Now, what do I mean? Ghanaian pallbearers, as in like funerals. There was like a YouTube video, a Facebook or a YouTube video that I saw. And it was a funeral in Ghana. And these guys, I don't know if it's a one-off or whether it's fucking, you know, because I want to fucking die in Ghana and have one of them funerals, if that's the case, because it looked like a right fucking load of fun. They would like, I mean, the pallbearers, these guys, were dressed up to the nines. I mean, they look smart as anything anyway. But they've got like, imagine, it's the pallbearers, so they've got like six of them around the coffin, or there was eight. So they've all got the coffin on the shoulders. And they're pretty much fucking breakdancing whilst the coffin's on the shoulders. They're dancing and they're spinning around and, you know, bouncing about and like, they're dancing, like hardcore dancing. But they've got a coffin on the shoulders. Obviously, there's a big risk involved in what they're doing. I mean, like, especially when they're doing the spins and everything. But they're that good at it. It stays on their shoulders, and while the one's doing a spin, the other ones are picking up the slack. And it's fucking bang on. Honestly, it was a right good, right fun funeral. Whoever had that funeral was a right lucky person. But it makes, you know, it's a, because funerals can be, you know, they're not the fucking nicest things to have to go to, and. To make it a load of fun like that, fucking me, I'll remember that, and I don't even know who it was, where, you know, I don't know the person. All I know is that I've just watched the fucking one of the funniest funerals, funniest funerals I've ever seen. Anyway, speaking of funerals, Tony Allen has died. Tony Allen is one of my favourite musicians. He's like Afrobeat, and he used to work with what's his name? Oh, I forget the fucking guy's name now. Anyway, Fete Kuta. Anyway, but he used to do all the Afrobeat music and stuff, and it's like fucking Afro jazz and all that kind of stuff, and it's absolutely brilliant. He just died aged 79. But I wanted to mention it anyway. And if you're into, there's a great tune he did recently with Damon Albarn's on it, and it's called Go Back. Absolutely brilliant. One of my favourite tunes of the last couple of weeks, couple of years, beg your pardon. But anyway, I saw him about a year or two ago at a festival, a funk and soul festival. And I was telling my mates, I didn't know who he was, and I was going, we've got to see Tony Allen. And who the fuck's Tony Allen? We've got to go and see him, he's fucking brilliant. So we went over to Tony Allen was meant to be on at 8 o'clock, I think it was. So we went over there, and like, there was no music on, and like the fucking, he's got a time slot of about an hour or 2 hours or something like that. They were setting up his drums and everything like that and getting the sound right. He was such like a perfectionist. He was trying to get the sound right and everything like that for like over a fucking hour. He ran over an hour of his time. And eventually, by the time they eventually come on and played, like we were stood there like numpties, like everybody else, a lot of people had walked out. And eventually he started playing, and he had to stop after two songs because they said, oh, they told us we've got to get off because somebody else is coming on, so I'm afraid that's all we've got time for. So I watched Tony Allen set up his drum kit for about an hour and a half, and then he just couldn't get the sound right, so we just weren't prepared to carry on, to start playing. So when he did, he played two tunes and pissed off. So I always remember him for that. I love him for that. Because he didn't give a shit. He just said, I'm fucking doing it. He got paid as well, I bet. Anyway, check him out. His music's good. What was I going to say? I've lost my place now. Oh, yeah, there was another thing about immigration. I saw sort of a good picture that somebody put. Because there's always a thing about immigration in England, like the fucking big Brexit argument for a lot of people was immigration and all that. And now everybody's fucking, you know, praising the NHS, clapping for the NHS and that. And a lot of the people who work for the NHS are foreign, you know, people who've come from different countries who've come to work here through the immigration system and stuff. And a lot of them have been dying on the front line as well, which is fucking, you know, along with many others, and it's a shame. But anyway, so that's a big sort of point for both sides, you know. We've got people like what's he called? UKIP and everything all fucking banging on about immigration all the time. And Nigel Farage, who was out last night banging his pots and pans together on his front drive. He was on the on Twitter, I think, banging his... He just had a spoon. Well, they're clapping, everyone's clapping, but he's got like a pot and a spoon, and he's just banging them two together. But he weren't doing it very loud or very long. He was like he was fucking chiming a bell. But anyway, he was out, and everyone was making a point. Hey, you know, the fucking number one person who would, you know, doesn't like the immigration. He was saying the immigration and NHS is full of too many foreign nationals, and then he's out banging his pots and pans together. Anyway, what was my point? My point was that somebody put a picture on what England would look like, the high street in England, what would look like without any immigrants. And it was all without any immigration, and it was like a load of restaurants in a row, and like one of them was like, you know, like you got like Indian food, Chinese food, fish and chips, whatever, and then pizza, whatever else, what is on the high street at the moment. And this one was beans on toast. The next one said beans under toast. The other one said we only sell fucking chips, and another one. And it was just like a row. And then another one was looking tomatoes on toast, whatever. It was just a row of like really shit cuisine shops, you know what I mean? And that's what it would look like. So there you go. Next time you're ordering your takeaway and you're racist, have a fucking good think about that. But beans under toast, that was like fucking had me pissing myself, because that's the kind of thing you would see on a menu when they're trying to be really fancy as well. I thought, you know, like when you're in a restaurant and that, and they're trying to, it's just plain food. But they just put fucking beans under sourdough, beans under toast or whatever the fuck. They just like make it sound fancy when it's just plain old beans on toast. Anyway, I had some beans under toast earlier on. I did. I had some other stuff with it, but I fancied it after talking about it yesterday. I mentioned it yesterday and it fucking stuck in my head. I had it was burning a light. I haven't had it for ages, and it was like a lighthouse going around in my head, telling me I had to have beans on toast. Like all the fucking people down at the McDonald's, who've shot out to the McDonald's, massive queue at Burger King as well today. there's a queue at the one Burger King, and it goes round and around the block about fucking three times. Everyone's like fucking been desperate, sign of, you know, but it just ain't worth being at the back of that queue, is it? It just really isn't. Fuck it, go and make your own burger. You'd do it in less time. You could actually go and buy the ingredients, hand make your own burgers, put them in the oven, cook them, eat them, by the time you've even got to the front of that queue. Anyway, whatever. Well, however you spend your time. Where was I? I've got loads of stuff pulled out. I've fucking banged on about... Fela Kuti, that's fuck his name. I've got my names mixed up earlier on. That's who Tony Allen was working with. Anyway, the cast of EastEnders are going to return to work next month under BBC plans to resume filming shows. They said, but they're going to have to keep up the social distancing. So they're just going to have to do like the way they would do it if, you know, like when they've got like one person playing two parts and they're getting talking that way. And they're getting talking the other way. And they're filming from both angles. They're getting filming. They just have to do that, wouldn't they? Just not everybody talking to each other. So they really, they could be across the room. But you've got one camera on his face, one camera on his face. Or you could do what my idea would be. And that is never, ever bring it back again. Just cancel it. To say, oh, fuck it. It's a victim of the sign of the times. We don't think anybody actually wants it back. They've found a way to live without EastEnders, because usually EastEnders is on every fucking night, five nights a week, or was it three or four? It's a ridiculous amount of times, too much, and it's almost like people have just fucking tuned into it. And without that, how the hell would they spend their evenings without that and all the other soaps? But now, it hasn't been on the TV for ages, and now everyone's like, fucking hell, there is life outside EastEnders, so maybe it's a good time to say adios after 30 or 40 years. If I tell you what, some of the people who are in it, who, you know, if you tell them, the program's finished, you're going to have to fuck off, find something else to do, they'll be like crying their eyes out at first, because, especially Ian Beale, because he don't know who he is, does he? He's got to be schizophrenic by now, the actor who plays him. But then all of a sudden, he'd be like, oh, fuck me, I've got this whole fucking life as well outside, I'll go back to my old self. I'll go back to being Adam Woodyatt, is it? What's his name? Adam Woodyatt or something like that. I'll go back to being him. Fucking hell, I've banked enough money now. If I can go off and do something else. But instead, they're all going to be called back. And he'll be, institutionalised for another 10 years. Anyway, there's a guy driving his Porsche 163 miles an hour up the motorway. Fucking hell. You're obviously going to get caught at the moment when there's fucking nothing on the motorway other than you, and he's bombing it 163. I mean, everyone wants to drive a fucking car 163 miles, a Porsche, fast up the fucking motorway. I think you can only do it in Germany. I think you can do it on the autobahn, can't you, in Germany? You have to drive it over there. But anyway, he's bombed it up there and he's got caught, so he's fucking probably loses his license over that speed. I haven't read it. Has he got it? I ain't got time to read it. I should have found out. But he's probably lost his license. Or if fucking he ain't far off it if he goes and does it again. Because people like that, they just fucking can't, you know. He's got a Porsche at the end of the day. And if fucking, that's fast straight off to putting your foot down. You can't use a Porsche just to drive to the shops and, you know, and just drive around the corner. You want to get out on the open road, don't you? anyway, a cactus drink. If you are getting pissed, and you are pissed already, here's a good idea. The new hangover cure is out, and it's called, it's a juice drink made of prickly pears and cherries, and they said it's the best hangover cure. It like reduces your hangover by about your hangover by a third straight off the bat, and it's like cleanses your body. So even better hangover cure is the prickly pears with cherries and about fucking two shots of vodka. That's the perfect hangover cure. It's just an alternative version of a Bloody Mary. But if you don't want to go for the vodka, then try it with, give it a go tomorrow morning. Who the fuck's got prickly pears, and where the hell can you get prickly pears at the moment? I wouldn't know where the fuck to get a prickly pear. Actually, I do. There's a World Food shop down. And I tell you what, I told you before, there's I don't even know what the vegetables are in there. There's about 100 vegetables in there that I've never seen. I always try and buy one of them every time I go, just to try and cook it, and so I know what it is for next time, and I'll try something. But they must have prickly pears down. They've got everything. Who the fuck they sell it to? Because half of it, I mean, it's full, and I don't ever see anybody picking up half the stuff on there. It must go rotten, a lot of it. They must sell enough of it, but, you know, they've got like yams. I mean, like, I mean, about like a huge like pile of yams. I mean, there's not that many yam fucking eaters in there, I'm sure, but they must sell them. There's a guy in the Sun, the journalism in the Sun is always top notch, as I've said before. And here's one of their top stories. It's a guy who's found a 7-inch fry in one of his oven chips, in his bag of oven chips. It's a 7-inch, and he's got a picture of it measuring it up to sausages, and it's bigger than a sausage. So that's journalism at its finest. If you ever went to journalism school and end up at the Sun, and then you got sent round to that guy's house to take a photo of his fucking oven chip, you got to think to yourself, I've really fucking made it. I really am proud. You got to have a picture of you in the oven chip on top of your parents' TV. Forget about all these war reporters and fucking people who are, you know, dealing with solving crimes or helping to solve crimes and, you know, fucking trying to set serial killers up and all that kind of stuff. Investigative reporting. I want to fucking find the guy who's got the biggest oven chip in his bag, or maybe somebody else who's like got not enough Maltesers in the fucking, you know, his party pack, and like we're gonna have to fucking contact Maltesers for comments and find out what they've got to say about it. That's real reporting. Anyway, scientists unveiled a drastic plan to stop asteroids hitting Earth by firing it. Stop an asteroid hitting Earth by firing a rocket at it. Yeah, that's fucking first thing I'd think of, and I'm not even a fucking astronaut. I'm not even a scientist. I'd think of that. You got like tons of nuclear bombs, fucking throw one of them at it, blast it up. I mean, obviously, you're going to have a bit of fucking debris coming down. So, it's potluck then, isn't it, if it's coming down. Unless you're going to do that in space. But, you know, I think I've seen that film anyway. We've all seen that film. Send Burt... What's his name? Burt Reynolds, I was going to say then. What's his name? You could send Burt Reynolds' wig up there. That's all we got left. He's died. Put it on the end of the nuclear bomb. Put Burt Reynolds' wig on the tip of the nuclear bomb. Send it up there with a jaw and moustache on it. And then, you know, we can have a nuclear Burt Reynolds off to save the day. That'd make a good film. Anyway, Well, I haven't had time to read it now. It says here, the planet Echo. The film Armageddon, who's in it? Burt Willis, I was going to say then. Bruce Willis. So, yeah. Hopefully that fucking never has to happen. But it could do. It's happened before, isn't it? They say that it might have been the reason for the dinosaurs being wiped out. That or the Ice Age. Or humans. Humans could have just fucking come along, and all of a sudden, viruses come a galore, and then we kill all their food source that they had a food source, because I doubt we would be killing the fucking Tyrannosaurus rexes, but we might have killed all what they usually eat, and all of a sudden, no dinosaurs. That's more fucking like it. Eminem, I can't ever say his name, Eminem. I did say it right the first time, but usually I go Eminem. But he came face to face with an intruder. Somebody broke into his house, and he was woken by the alarm. But they smashed into his house with a fucking paving slab. You think that would have woke him up? But that's how big some of these people's houses are, aren't they? That's in the fucking left, the right wing of the outhouse building or something. Anyway, so it must have chased him off. You just have to fucking... In America as well, it ain't like standard, is it? I mean, here, people break in. They normally got a screwdriver and shit like that, and they're fucking usually nuts anyway, so you're never guaranteed a fucking easy ride. But in America, they normally fucking got guns and shit, ain't they? So you don't want to meet an intruder over there because they've got backup in their own fucking back pocket. So you probably just have to put your fucking microphone on and just start rapping down the phone at them, and maybe they'll do a runner. Maybe. Say my fucking gangsters have my gangsters are on the way. Get the fuck out. Or you've got a gun yourself. That's the best fucking option in America, isn't it? They've got guns themselves and you're fucking dying to use it. Americans are dying to use their guns. They fucking love it. So, and in that respect, in that particular instance, it's a good chance, it's a good reason to have one. Every other reason, there isn't a good reason to have one because we always end up in the wrong hands. Right, that's it. I'm going to leave it there, I think. Oh, yeah, I'm going to finish. 1 in 10 of us, I should have said this at the beginning with the wallabies. Was it wallabies? Wallabies with the fucking three vaginas. This is another interesting fact. Well, it's not interesting. But at least 1 in 10 of us reckon the dodo and the woolly mammon, the woolly mammoth, still exist. So there you go. I've told you something there. Some of you are thinking, fucking hell, I did. I thought they did. I just wondered if I actually thought there was a... It'd be good to see. I fucked this up. I was going to say that I thought they still exist. But... it'd be good to see a woolly dodo. That's what I'd like to see. Is anybody? Are they still extinct? Are they still around? Woolly dodos, or is it a woolly dildo? That's just a fucking dildo that you keep in warm in your drawer. Well, maybe it's Friday night, so you got a chance to fucking take, you know, set it free and bring it out, wave it about like you just don't care. Right, that didn't rhyme, but I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully, you've enjoyed it. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Oh no, I won't. I'll see you again on Monday. Enjoy yourself. See you later. Bye.